Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. Hey, folks, if you've never been a part of the show before, here's what's going to happen. We actually tape five segments, regardless of which radio station you're listening to. You're only going to get four of them. So at the end of the day, I would strongly encourage you to go to yourlifeafterwork.com. You can pick up the fifth segment. Some of them get the time with Sherry. Some of them get my fourth. But regardless, our intent here is to be very, very clear. When we started the Financial Enhancement Group years and years and years ago, back November 1st of 1997, our vision was that everybody deserved a fiduciary. Now, what's a fiduciary? That's somebody who has to take care of your money as if it were their money and they were in the same situation. The reality is there's not enough fiduciaries and there's a whole lot of people. And so my families that we take care of, we manage a little over $350 million for families in 31 states. Many of those families are happy supporters of this show, so that we can provide financial education to people who don't necessarily have the ability to come into the meeting. Our mission at the Financial Enhancement Group is to take care of families who don't want to worry about their money so that they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. My personal mission, if you will, is to educate you about your money so that you don't make inefficient financial right. decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. There's 25 of us on the team. We work together to try to make that happen. And this show really is designed to try to give you that education and that insight. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. If you want to take care of it, that's your business.
Yeah.
If you want a fiduciary, that's our business. And we've built a good team of people that are well-served and well-educated and more than happy to help you if that is something that you need. And again, we truly do take care of people who don't want to worry about it. And as a fiduciary, we take that situation very, very heavily. It is the core of who we all are. And I do the best on this show to try to bring you things that I think can lead to those inefficient financial decisions that can cause frustration and devastation, whether it's buying highly priced insurance or investment products, whether it's not understanding the tax code, whether it's reading an article that is talking about in generalities rather than your unique situation. We try to bring that to you to the best of our ability. Tax time is over. You have filed your return. Our hope is now that you will sit down and examine what that return says so that you can find better efficiencies that are in the future. So 2017's tax return is done. Now we're into 2018, folks, but let's be proactive. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll come back and get on with the show. YourLifeAfterWork.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
So happy to have you along.
Yes.
Hey, we have an interesting thing we do at our firm that twice a year now we have a group meeting where we buy dinner for people and bring folks in that want to come. And you know, we have a couple hundred families that come visit us between the two main locations in Anderson and Lafayette. We added a location this year in Fishers as our Indianapolis office has grown. And it comes from what I did 21 years ago. And it's when I had the best of intentions.
Okay.
Seriously, I had the best of intentions. We had just started the Financial Enhancement Group. It was Don Hodson, myself, and one other person. Mm-hmm. And we went out and we were bringing in so many new families that even though I had intended to see you every year to do a family update, as we call it, the bottom line is I still had to feed two young kids and a wife. And so even though I had the best of intentions, since I already had Sherry's money, the new people got more of a preferential treatment, if you will.
I see. Okay? Yep.
And that's why I always say when you're getting ready to work with a firm, you need to understand the business model. It is a question that really needs to be asked. So anyhow, we did that because I had those group meetings so that I could at least fulfill most of my intention.
Sure.
Right? It's cheaper to buy dinner and carry the conversation quicker.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, 21 years later, there's 25 of us on the team, and we now have the process set up in reverse engineered, so you are more important than the new person. That's the way that I really, really want
that's
it, and I think it's the way that it ought to be.
Yeah.
Not that anybody gets any different treatment, but if I have a meeting with somebody who's new, and Sherry calls in an emergency, Sherry gets the time. That's just the way that it ought to be.
And it's not normal.
It's the way we've. Well, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, you need to ask the business model question.
Okay.
Right. It's important to work with somebody that you like and trust. It's important to work with somebody that you think knows what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to understand their process. And part of that process is the business model. And then if that fits for you, that's probably a right fit for where you ought to be and go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that I did, we're talking about game changers this time on the show, at the meeting. I still have the meetings, even though technology has kind of surpassed it, just because it's like it's old homecoming week, you know, but my church sits at one table. My mother-in-law's church sits at another table.
Oh,
community hospital's at one place.
Yeah, you know.
The Delco guys and the Guide guys are at their tables. So it's a fun thing to be able to have people together and just to break bread. But I shared this in the game changer theory in the talk, and somebody said, Joe, you really, you know, especially now that they syndicated this radio show, you really ought to share with people where the Financial Enhancement Group came from and where. So if you're new to the show, great. If you've heard this before, I apologize. But what happened 21 years ago, November 1st of 1997, Don Hodson owned an accounting firm. I was a certified financial planner, and I had recognized that people had done a great job saving and accumulating money, but were really bad at figuring out how to get it out safely. And a big component of that was taxes. And so it made sense to Don and I that we should kind of join forces, if you will. And so our vision for the industry back in 1997 was that everyone deserves access to a professional fiduciary. Now, what's a fiduciary? It means a fiduciary has to treat your money as if it were their money and they were in the same situation.
Yeah.
I adamantly believe that. Our mission at the Financial Enhancement Group was to take care of families who don't want to worry about their money so that they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation.
Yep.
Now, my part of that of the equation is I provide the education to you via the radio show and other places to try to get it done. But one of the key things to understand the difference between fiduciary and suitability, and that's what I really want to hit, is we make decisions throughout the course of our life where we have to change the answer. Right? When things change, you know, I used to have a friend that says, don't confuse me with the facts.
Yes.
When the facts change, the decisions need to be able to change.
Right.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And so I got a question on Investopedia, and, you know, I write for them. And so the question was, should I purchase permanent life insurance policy to supplement my retirement plan? OK, Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the bottom line is in 1997, I would have said if you had disposable income, you were committed to it for life, and you find the right chassis, the right product, that that made some sense.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was in 1998, they introduced the Roth IRA.
Yeah.
Right? So even though you might have made a decision one day, it is possible the next day that things change. Well, as a fiduciary, I have to look at four things. We call it the fiduciary focus at the Financial Enhancement Group. Risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes today and tomorrow, and real return, real simply meaning inflation. So every decision I make comes through the lens of those four things. And if you miss those four, any one of the four, I think you're jeopardizing your financial future, right?
Yep.
So when things change, we make changes for you in your investment models. We make changes because we as fiduciaries, I don't call Sherry and ask her what she thinks about Starbucks. I don't call her and ask her what she thinks about whether the large cap or mid cap are going to do better with a tax adjustment. Mm. I don't ask her about the GDP. And that's our job to be able to factor that in and then make decisions. And when things change, we change. Now, the challenge with suitability, folks, in Indiana, 94% of the people practicing in the financial services arena are under suitability. Nationally, it's 90. In Indiana, it's 94. There's a mere 6% of us in Indiana that function as fiduciaries, if you will. And the problem, one of the challenges that I would have under suitability is if I sold you something one day and the next day something changed.
Yeah.
I need to be able to tell you things changed.
Right.
And the reality is our industry under suitability would call that churning. Because in order for you to sell something and put it into something else, you got paid a commission again.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden we're stuck not with just making decisions in terms of this investment, but now we're kind of locked. We've lost the ability for that person on the other side to be able to come in and to help say, hey, you know, let's give this another look.
Yeah.
Right. And as I, you know, I tell people, if you're a professional money manager, we are in the business of having to make changes. You know, when we buy things that aren't working out, we sell them. And that means you have to thump your own forehead. Right.
Yep. I have a question. So maybe we could tell people again how they know if they're working with someone who is under suitability or a fiduciary.
Well, you flat out ask them are we involved in a fiduciary relationship? And the easiest way to know is at the end of the day, if you have to say yes, if you have to say yes to this annuity, right? Mm-hmm. If they're selling a product, it's almost always suitability. Almost always.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go to always if you want me to.
Right.
But there are a few no-load vehicles that we have to use when people already have annuities.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I used annuities when we started back in 1997 because it was $300 to make a stock trade.
Mm.
Right. Today, I pay less than $7. So for somebody to say, well, Joe, you used annuities. Yes, I did. 21 years ago. Right.
Yeah.
The only time we use them is when we're using a no-load annuity, getting people out of stuff that somebody has put them in along the way.
Yeah.
You cannot be so committed to a past decision to ignore the facts of the present. And the bottom line is our tax laws have changed, technology's better, fees and expenses have been cut tremendously, and yet many people are still out there in actively traded mutual funds, working with a broker, paying more money than they should. And folks, I really think you need to understand that component of the fiduciary. It is okay to be wrong. You just can't be wrong long. Don't get stuck in a certain situation. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. We appreciate your comments. Don't forget you can find more at yourlifeafterwork.com. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we're happy to have you along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do not want you to think that I am a negative Nelly.
Well, no.
I don't.
Who said that?
I don't try to do. Well, somebody said, Joe, you have a tendency to always beat on mutual funds.
Yeah.
And I do.
True.
And it is a fair point. I'm not a negative person at all. I just try to live my life with my why. And we've talked about that before. Simon Sinek, you know, the power of why. I believe in it greatly. When I wake up in the morning, I know that my life is about educating people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and sometimes devastation.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about mutual funds, understand that concept was created in 1924. The last time it was updated was 1940. That. Just ask yourself what in your life you have not changed over the last 5 years, right? I mean, it's the last 5 years. I hike. You know, how basic and primitive can this get?
Right.
And yet every year they come up with another technology to make something lighter, stronger, more stable, more compact, right?
So nothing's changed in the mutual funds?
What has changed in 1924 when mutual funds were created, there were really three things. Remember, a mutual fund is a trust. And so somebody came in the other day and said my friendly broker was trying to explain to me that I had a fiduciary because the guy inside of the mutual fund was a fiduciary. Instead of just having Joe, you actually had four before you moved the money because they had four mutual funds. And so they had four fiduciaries. So that was better than Joe. Right? and he understood it. But just so you all get it, a mutual fund is a trust. Right. So it is a trust. You own a portion, a unit of that trust.
Yeah.
And indeed, the person inside of that trust does do the same thing that we do here at the Financial Enhancement Group. But they're a fiduciary for that individual trust.
They don't know
Sherry. They don't know Linda. They're not calling you. They don't know your taxes. They don't know your goals. They don't know your objectives. You selected them, or most likely your broker selected them. Right?
Yeah.
So when the three mutual funds were created back in 1924, there was the open-ended mutual fund, which is what we all have today in our 401ks, except here at the Financial Enhancement Group. Mm-hmm. We only use exchange-traded funds. I wouldn't allow a mutual fund in a 401k. It just would drive me insane. So we use exchange-traded funds. But you had the open-ended mutual fund, which most of you have in your 401ks. It was very rarely used, by the way. There was a unit investment trust where you had no manager, but you had a bucket of stocks. So you could make one trade and you essentially owned multiple different things.
Right, right.
And then the third one was called a closed-end mutual fund. And that's what most people used. Closed-end works just like an open-end, except when you want your money back, you have to find a buyer. Okay.
Okay.
So it really becomes all about volume, and they trade kind of like a bond. You know the net asset value, just like you know the face amount of a bond, but sometimes those things will trade at a premium. Most often they will trade at a discount, meaning the NAV may be $10 a share, NAV being net asset value, like you would see on a mutual fund. It may be at $10, and it may be trading today at $9.75. Right. And so there's a discount where you're able to buy the inside holdings a little bit cheaper. Every now and then, full disclosure, we will buy closed end mutual funds when that discount is huge.
Yeah.
And the thing that we have to pay attention to is what's called volume. Right. Because they're not traded very often. It's the only time where Linda may have something in her account that Joe doesn't have in his. Mm. And we have to keep track of who we bought them for the last time when the opportunity emerged so we can prove to the SEC that everybody's being traded fairly. Mm. Well, why does this matter? Well, we had a couple different things that happened in the mutual fund industry that are going on right now that people don't necessarily understand. And it's mutual fund and ETF closures that are taking place, that are mounting much more than people know. Most fund companies preach holding for the long term. You know, that's what the brokers will tell you. And that's generally a good thing, according to investment news. But in the last 15 years, glad you're sitting down, Sherry. In the last 15 years, what percentage of domestic equity mutual funds do you suppose have been closed or merged? TikTok, it's live radio.
I don't know. I have no
idea.
What
percentage would you guess?
That have been closed or merged? Mm-hmm. I would think high.
What's high?
High, 70.
Yeah. Well, that's much more than I would have guessed. 58%.
58%.
Over half of all of the mutual funds that existed 15 years ago no longer exist today. 55% of international equity funds. On an average, 48% of all bond funds were merged or liquidated according to Standard & Poor's. Now, what causes that? Well, one is poor performance, right? Yeah. So if I'm Fidelity and I've got 15 funds and this one's not doing so well and this one's doing so well, I can kind of scrape the assets over here to the other one. And and now I get rid of the poor investment performance numbers and I've got better numbers to be able to show.
And do they get paid when they do that too? That's what I was thinking.
Do they get paid? No, because it's not the broker that's doing it. This would be the Fidelity, the Schwab.
Okay. When
you look at the ones that shut down, Fidelity International Bond, Federated Managed Volatility, Franklin Global. I want you to understand these are big companies. Goldman Sachs, Long Short, Janus Henderson International, JP Morgan, Latin America. You know, this is not just little companies that's happening. In the last 12 months, ending in March, we've had about 300 mutual funds go through liquidation and another 183 met oblivion through merger, according to Morningstar. If you count all of the share classes, it's 2,260 funds so far this year.
Do you think part of that is people becoming more aware of exchange-traded funds?
Part of it is becoming more aware. And that's when you ask why they get closed.
Yeah.
They get closed because of not having a lot of volume, meaning amount of shares that are being traded
right.
or not a lot of assets. Mm. So, again, not just trying to pick on mutual funds. This has happened to exchange-traded funds as well. Not near to the extent, but it does happen. And that's why you have to be careful when you're putting money anywhere. One of those questions that we have to ask at the Financial Enhancement Group is, what is the daily volume? How many shares or units are being traded, and how many assets are in the fund? If you've got an ETF that's got, you know, $10 million in it or $15 million in it, and it's trading a low number of shares, it could be closed down.
Okay,
so
what happens to Sherry if Sherry has is in the mutual fund that closes down or is merged?
A mutual fund in this case, if that's going to happen, is actually better for you than being in an ETF in the worst case scenario.
Okay.
In a mutual fund, if it is merged, your money is just moved over into the other one. You're going to experience, if it's outside of an IRA or 401k, you're going to experience the tax shock.
Right.
Right.
And I have no choice about it.
No, you have no choice about it at all. The custodians made that choice. And the money's going to get moved over, or they will liquidate it and send you a check in entirety.
Oh, wow.
In the ETF world, they simply stop it. Most of the time, they will immediately liquidate it and send you a check. Again, you've got the tax burden.
Tax, yeah.
If you're outside of the tax. The problem is, if they don't do that, it decouples from the index and it suddenly becomes, remember that 1924 mutual fund, the closed end?
Mm.
It suddenly becomes a unit investment trust where you're going to be trading at a premium or a discount based on what somebody else is trying to buy it for. You know, so this happens on both sides. The point is, you know, you want to study a company to understand if it's fundamentally solid, if it's technically solid, if it makes sense for the macroeconomic, the narrative. Those are the three ways we look at stuff at the Financial Enhancement Group. But as professional traders, what we understand is you also have to pay attention to the volume, to the backside. You know, strategy is planning, right? But execution is logistics.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand the logistics of what's going on, really, truly bad things can happen. And that's where people make inefficient financial decisions that can lead to frustration and devastation. So I appreciate you listening to the show. I hope you, by me teaching it, you're learning some things here that you want to pay attention to and try to protect yourself where you can. You're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You can find more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com or give us a call, 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor, securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. we can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
And we are happy to have you along. You know, we're talking about game changers. And you, if you've heard me on the show the last few weeks, I've taken a little bit of time to let some of the past shows play. What we call the best of things that we've had people make comments and say, hey, I'd like to hear that again. One of the big game changers that I think is truly taking place, and you really have to be very aware of it, in the 31 years I've been in the industry, I started 2 weeks before the crash in 1987. Mm-hmm. In the 31 years I've been in the industry, we have been in what I would call a bond bull market. Remember, bulls are when the market's going up, bears are when the market is going down, right? Just how it is, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's a game changer. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that today, but I think that's a game changer. There was another game changer that was introduced in...
Because now we're not in a bull market.
I believe we're in a bear market now for bonds. I think people are going to get hurt that don't understand that or are steadfast in their opinion and decision making or they've bought a bond fund and the broker can't tell them, you know, we might want to make a shift here, right? We might want to make a change.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of stuff that's out there that's scary for people right now.
Okay.
But another game changer that I thought took place was the Department of Labor rule that came out, it was introduced a couple years ago. It was supposed to go effective last year. Mm-hmm. And the Department of Labor rule essentially said that nobody but a fiduciary could mess with your IRA or your 401k, any what they deem to be retirement assets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And naturally, insurance companies, the companies that sell products went wild.
Crazy.
And said, this is ridiculous. We watched some of the insurance company's stocks really fall because they weren't going to be able to go out and sell things to people that people didn't understand.
Right.
And Joe's blood pressure gets raised up over this. Remember my life, right? I want you to understand your money so that you do not make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. I would tell you, when you have $2.5 million in assets and you're 74 years old and your spouse dies and all of your money is in an equity indexed annuity product that some jerk who sat next to him at church, they thought, you know, we know him every week. He's a good guy. Right. And that's where their money is. And that's not just frustration. That's not just inefficient. That's devastation.
Mm.
There's just no way around it. There's no way that should be allowed. Fortunately, with the Department of Labor rule, we thought we had a way to kind of contain some of this, and life was good. Now, I make no bones about this. I'm not a big fan of Big Brother. I'm not a big fan of the regulations and rules. But I also believe that a doctor should be a doctor instead of just operating because he wants to.
Right.
Right. And I'm telling you, folks, there's people in our industry. industry that are simply not doctors. And how I get on some of their mailing list, I don't know. But here's what I got in the mail, Sherry. And you just tell me, if something is wrong.
Okay.
Hi, Joseph. With the recent positive news regarding the DOL rule, we'll stop. Their positive is that the DOL rule has been delayed, that you don't just need a fiduciary. And if you heard an earlier part of the show, I told you in Indiana, there's only 6% of us in my industry that are fiduciaries.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the majority of people are indeed selling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument against the DOL rule is if, you know, Joe can't see everybody. Right?
Yes.
And so is it better for Sherry to have nobody?
Yeah.
Or better to have somebody who sells stuff? Right? And I'm telling you, there's some people who sell stuff that are fine people that do a great job. They're trapped in a business model that I don't like, but that doesn't make them bad people.
Sure. Right.
I had a guy in last week that had a Merrill Lynch portfolio that was put together. And I said, listen, I'm not necessarily a fan of Bank of America, but this portfolio is fine. I mean, they've done a good job for you, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he's going to make a change because of taxes and because of estate planning, but it wasn't because the portfolio was amok.
Right.
Yep. There are people who do a good job on the sales side. Back to the point. With recent positive news regarding the DOL rule, in other words, it's going away or being at least delayed, and interest rates continuing to rise, that is true, annuity carriers are finally seeming to be getting more aggressive when it comes to product pricing, including rates and commissions. This is great news for producers, and the Magellan marketing team is here to help. Click out for the latest products focused below. So you turn the page. Where'd it go? Yes, 10 and 14-year surrender options. So you're either getting a 10-year or a 14-year surrender. So we're not going to talk about your age, Sherry, but I'm 51.
Yes.
You think there's some stuff that might happen in my life over the next 10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. You really think I should lock my money up in a singular decision for the next 10 years?
Mm.
Could this possibly be good for me? Right?
Yeah.
We're in a rising interest rate world. You know, now here's who it's good for. Up to 9% commissions. So if you're under 75 and you give me $100,000, I just put $9,000 in my pocket. There's no way I would have a biased decision here, right?
So this is to show you how you can make money.
Oh, absolutely.
This is,
and then they'll take me on trips. Special.
Oh.
And see, this is the problem, guys, when we don't understand the value of a fiduciary.
Mm.
These people are out talking to people that
they're peddling their product.
When you've got 9% commission on the line, it is very difficult to have an unbiased decision.
Yeah.
Let's see. I can sell you a mutual fund and make 4, or I can sell you this garbage and make 9.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The problem is they've drank the Kool-Aid. I've told people, and don't get this wrong, right? I've told people before. Mm. I think you need to deal with CFPs or people who are in training. To be in that line, that does not make, just because somebody's a certified financial planner does not make them a fiduciary.
Right, and does not give them
integrity.
Right.
However, in order to pass that board exam,
you got to know something.
I had to know something.
Right.
And I very much believe that if I look at Sherry and I lie to her, and I know that I'm lying, that Sherry's got this little belly indicator that God gave her that goes, that is just garbage. You know, somebody is lying to somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is when my buddy next door, who I love and trust, right, walks in and he says, Joe, here it is. This is the facts. And I don't have any basis with which to argue. There's nothing in my belly that can go off.
Mm.
Right. If I believe he's telling me the truth.
Right.
And then I go and tell you the truth. You've got no protection.
Right.
You have no protection, which is why we always use that fiduciary focus checklist. You should always ask the questions: risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes today and tomorrow, and real return.
Mm.
Any decision that you make, you've got to understand how it's going to adjust with future changes. Because, my friends, changes are occurring. We're in a rising interest rate market. That is not going to go away. People have ignored the impact of inflation for long enough. And I'm telling you, you're going to get a surprise here before too long if you don't pay attention to it. But wage inflation is clearly there. I don't know. I don't think we're going to see the inflation of the 80s, but I don't want to lock my money up for 10 years with no ability
to
make a decision, let alone 14 years.
Jeez.
And we've seen them even longer than that. Folks, if somebody is trying to get you to buy an annuity, I would strongly encourage you to give us a call, 800-928-4001. I will happily have a cup of coffee and walk you through it. You know, Mr. Fisher of Fisher Investments and I probably don't exchange Christmas cards, but there's one, he says on a commercial, he would rather go to hell than sell an annuity. I won't go anywhere near that far in saying that or doing that. There are times when we use the no-load annuity when somebody already has an existing annuity because it's a chassis we have to be able to use.
Wow.
Other than that, I believe firmly for most people, QLAX could be an exception. We'll get into that another day. But for most people, I think there's a better opportunity out there than getting locked into a product where somebody's getting paid 9% commission and you're kind of out there on your own and stuck. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Contos. You got a question or comment, you can give us an email, yourlifeafterwork.com. And also you can call us, 800-928-4001. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Hi, I'm Sherry Contos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. Hey, this is the Sherry segment.
Woohoo!
It's where she gets to come up with a topic she doesn't tell me about.
Yeah.
And comes in and then tries to get my tries to stump me, whatever
stump
you want
him.
To call it.
Yeah.
So, all right, Sherry, what are we going to talk about?
Okay, so... yeah, this is one of those life questions. And I'm not there yet, but I have friends who are. Let me just say that. I ran across an article that the title is Financial Considerations for Remarrying Later in Life. And never really have thought about that much. But I know that you have a lot of clients that are in the retirement years, or you could be.
Yep.
Life does happen. That's one of our things we talk about here.
It
good,
does.
Bad, and the ugly. You probably have some widows and widowers. You probably have some divorcees and might be actually thinking about remarrying later in life. So this article talks about the different things that you need to think about. And some of them were surprising to me to consider. But it all makes sense.
Right.
So I wanted to ask you if you have like a checklist of these are the things you need to think
of. You know, we have a checklist.
I'm sure you do. But I mean, I would think it might even actually be extensive the more I read about it because you have the tax implications. We refer to that all the time. But also assets. But what they talked about was long-term care. If you're actually legally married to somebody, you might be on the hook for long-term. Not on the hook, but I mean...
No, you are. That is a very fair way to put it. There, when people come in where I have to have these conversations, and I do have some widows and widowers, that is true, we do encourage them to enjoy life and try to help them through this next stage of their process.
Okay.
You know, I'm 51. I've made it clear if something happens to me, do not get mad at Barb if she finds somebody else.
Right.
You know, that's just not, I don't play that way.
Right.
Life is meant to be lived to the fullest. And so anyhow, we do have some divorcees, but they're typically people who've already remarried. That have come in.
Okay, all right.
And that's where you get into the challenge when it's got his kids, her kids.
Sure.
Right, and there's where you can get into some of the trouble. But I have people who come in who have sizable different assets.
Yeah.
And I've got one I'm working right now in Indianapolis where he's got $1.8 million and she's got a pot.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And they're trying to figure out how to get the prenuptial agreement right, merge and do everything right. There's some things a prenuptial will cover. There's some things that won't cover.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that you have to be very careful of is regardless of the prenuptial, you have one tax return. You're still going to file jointly.
Yeah.
Now, one of the best prenuptial agreements I've seen actually says that the two taxes are to be done individually. So you know your liability, he knows his liability, and then the amount of money that's owed to the taxes when you do the joint return is paid proportionately.
Why is that important? I'm trying to figure that out.
Because if I have $1 million portfolio that's paying out 40 or 50 grand a year in dividends, that's staying in the account and continuing to make it bigger for my kids,
right?
Then you're not having any growth, but you're paying part of the taxes on the 50 grand.
Oh, so it's not fair to the one without
Correct.
The assets. Okay, got it.
So taxes have to be looked at on both sides.
Sure.
What is the advantage of being able to put our balance sheets together?
Yep.
And what is the disadvantage when it comes to tax time if it's not talked about? And it can really, it can brew some stuff.
Sure. Right? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got a family that we take care of that, you know, the mother-in-law owns the farm. They've given them a certain percentage of it that they get taxed on every year, but no income. So the mom keeps all the money and they have to pay taxes on income that they didn't really receive. And believe me, there's some bad feelings.
It's in their name.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I can't help that. That already happened.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Got it.
Those kind of things happen and aren't,
aren't thought about
when people do things sometimes.
Sure.
Right. So the long-term care part, I have seen families who have actually gotten divorced because one of them needed long-term care.
Wow.
And it was going to bankrupt
the other one.
And that was one of the strategies that I've seen used.
So is there any way around that?
No, it's if you are married, you have some responsibilities. Now in America, we're each responsible for our own debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I tell Barb, you know, my daughter's 21 and married. The other one's going to be 26 shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, if they're hurting, take them to the emergency room. But don't you dare sign anything. You know, why would you, when you do that, you're taking on liability. Why would you do that?
Right.
So if Barb had to go to long-term care to a nursing home.
Yep.
Right. She's kind of on her own, but she also has her name attached to my assets.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
And so that's where that obligation kind of kicks into play.
Yeah.
Again, it doesn't happen a lot, but that's, you got to be aware.
Yeah. Well, it just said in the article that is one reason why some people who are in the, you know, older people getting remarried don't actually get remarried because they don't want to, like, especially if you had a situation where one person has a whole lot of assets and not the other, and they want it to go to their kids.
And if the money is truly going to not go to the new spouse in entirety and go to directly to your kids and his kids.
Yeah.
Right. Then there may be a financial reason to consider that. We'll leave the church part of
out.
But
there
may be a financial reason to do that. But in many cases, I don't see that either.
Hmm.
Most things, if properly discussed up front, can be dealt with and taken care of.
Hmm.
And you want to plan to enjoy life, but also prepare for the unexpected things that could happen. So that's just where that communication, the planning stuff up front occurs more.
Yeah.
But Sherry was making fun of my checklist there. I read a book probably 4 years ago called The Checklist Manifesto. And it, the pilot that came from Purdue that landed the plane in the Hudson.
Yeah.
And I was amazed when he said that he did it by a checklist. And I'm thinking, company in the world would have a checklist to say, what if both engines went out because of ducks and I was going to land in a river, what would I do first?
He was like looking at a checklist? And,
yes. This co-pilot was looking at a checklist, already thought out. They landed the plane by a checklist.
Wow.
Scully got, you know, all sorts of claim and credit.
Sure.
People gave him all sorts of grief on, I think it was the Today Show, because he wouldn't stand up and say, yes, I did it. But it's because he did it off of that checklist. And I'm going, you know what? This is important.
Sure.
And so we believe there are five critical elements. That means there's five things that people need to pay attention to in their financial life, if you will, that can get you into trouble. Your life after work is one of them, obviously. Most people don't retire and watch grass grow. So your life after work. The second is the annual tax planning. The third is the investment playbook, how my money should be treated today for my long-term future. Four is the, what Sherry just said, life happens, the good and the bad and the ugly. And five is the legacy planning. And so when we have something that we come across that we have never come across before, my planning team gets together. We put together a one or two page, here's what it looks like. Here's, we did it with reverse mortgages. Here's the checklist to decide whether this makes sense for you or not. Here's the checklist for whether you should take Social Security early, late, or never, or, you know, at age 70. You know, it's, you know, those checklists matter. And if you like to read, I would highly encourage you to read the Checklist Manifesto. Clearly one of the top five books that gets my mind wired and thinking. But Sherry, it is a great question. I am a full believer in the institution of marriage. So I would always support that side. And we've got one of our mid-80s that just gone on his third marriage. He's 20 years to the first two and lost them both to cancer. And, you know, this is the third. And it's I'm very,
good
very
for
happy.
Him.
Very,
good
very
for
happy.
Him.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. You can find more at yourlifeafterwork.com. God bless. Have a great week. We will see you again soon.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.